I wonder what you worry about most in your sport. Maybe it's injury or getting dropped. Perhaps it's letting other people down. Teammates, coaches who've invested so much in you. Maybe you're someone who feels so nervous before games that you just can't eat. You're in the changing rooms before run out onto the pitch and you feel sick to your stomach. Maybe you're someone who just worries about crumbling under the pressure of it all. Standing over that putt, lining up that penalty flick, hoping that it doesn't all go pear-shaped. Loads of things that we worry about as sports people, but also we've worries in life too. We worry about the way that we look or how others will think of us. We worry about our health and the health of people that we love. We worry about the future, being successful in life, having enough money, finding love. The list could go on and on. And then on top of that, you throw in a global pandemic, lockdown, lives flipped upside down in an instant. So many things for us to worry about in life. And even the most laid-back, horizontal, chillaxed people, I'm sure, have had anxiety in the last few months. Here in our passage in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says to anyone who follows him, "Do not worry." 3 times he says it. Because Jesus wants this load to be lifted off our shoulders if it's something that you're carrying right now. He wants to prepare you for the future when worries maybe do come your way in life. And Jesus says in our passage, there are 2 key things to know, to believe, to trust in if we are going to be free from worry in life. Here's the first thing that Jesus says. He says, know that your life is about more than anything this world has to offer. Look at verses 31 and 32. Here's what he says. So do not worry about your life, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Do you see the things that Jesus says not to worry about? Food, drink, clothing. Pretty basic needs, aren't they? Things that will probably be top of our list of essentials in life, really. But Jesus says, don't worry even about those things. Why? Well, it's because your life is about so much more than even the most essential things that this world has to offer. And if your life is about more than those things, then it is definitely about more than all the other things that you might be tempted to worry about in life as well. See, your life is about more than the way people think of you. Your life is about so much more than your performance on the track or the court or the pitch. Your life is even so much more than your health or your wealth or the material possessions that you have or success in your sport or in life. Doesn't mean that these things don't matter or that we're never going to think about them. That's not what Jesus is saying. But what Jesus is saying is do not think about these things. Don't chase after these things in such a way that they become what your life is all about. They're not what your life is built on. Your life, if you're in Jesus Christ, if you've trusted in Jesus, your life is built on foundations which are so much more stable and secure than anything this world has to offer. Your life, the foundations that your life is built on, they will far outlast anything else in this world. And so Jesus says, do not worry. Your life is about so much more than anything this world has to offer. Rather than worrying, will you trust the God who cares for you and provides for you? We're going to hear from Lena, who's chatting to Phil, just before we dive into our second point. And she's going to help us understand a little bit more about how this truth impacts the way she views her sport and how she copes with the ups and downs that she faces in it.
Super. Lena, welcome to Sports Plus Online. It's great to have you with us. For those of you who don't know Lena, she is a sportswoman based in Ireland. She has represented Ireland in cricket, currently playing for Ireland in hockey. came second in the World Cup final 2 years ago. Lena, it's brilliant to have you with us. But not only that, you are a Sports Plus diehard. I've had the chance to be with you in both Belfast and Dublin. And in Dublin, you were part of the key group as bringing Sports Plus to Dublin for the very first time last year, which was amazing. But Lena, we're just going to dive in straight away to some of the questions of what we've been looking at tonight. And the first question I want to ask you is around that question of worry. So obviously, we've just mentioned there, you've been playing at the top level in your sport, a World Cup final. Tell us, what are some of the worries that consume the girls that you're playing with at this high level of sport you've been involved in?
I think there's probably a huge number of worries that I could name. I think one of the big ones is just what's going to happen next in your career as a hockey player. Like, will I get picked for the next tournament? Will I play well in the next game? Those are some big ones. And then also just what's going to happen when hockey's done? You know, where will my identity be then? You know, what am I going to do then? Those are some of the key worries, and certainly ones that I feel at times too. But you know, thankfully I know that I can hand them over to the Lord.
Great. And you've mentioned some things there that are so normal, in a sense, to worry about. And you've said yourself, you worry about them as well. You've mentioned there you can hand them over to the Lord. And tonight, of course, we're looking at that question Jesus asked us. Just unpack a bit more. How does the hope that we have in Jesus help you in the midst of all these worries?
I think the key thing is that I don't need to worry. Because at the end of the day, no matter what happens, you know, my relationship with Jesus Christ is unchanging. Because, you know, he's already done the work on the cross, you know, for me and for all of us who trust in him. So, yeah, like sometimes I lose that perspective and I really start to worry and I panic and kind of fear creeps in, to be honest. But then when I can remember and turn back and pray and look at the Bible and really remember what it says about how I don't need to worry. Because actually, you know, the price has been paid for me, and no matter what happens on the pitch tomorrow, you know, the Lord loves me the same.
So, Lena, you've already mentioned there of how the work of Jesus and how God's love actually impacts your sport. But tell us, what actually is it about God's love, the pinnacle of God's love shown for us through Jesus dying on the cross? What real impact does that make for you then as you go and play your sport?
I think what's awesome about it is that it gives you a freedom. So I know that the King of the universe, the creator of the world, died on the cross for me, and how incredible is that? And now I get to go out on the pitch and actually do something. He's a gift that he has given to me, you know, to play hockey. And I get to now worship him when I do that. And with a constant reminder that he died on the cross for me, the most important thing in history he did for me. And now I can go out and I can worship him with such freedom because I know I'm free, you know, I'm free from sin, and I can just play and enjoy it.
Great. From worry to worship. That's great, Lena. Tell us then, what practical things can we do to remind ourselves of God's love so that when we're in the change room worrying, we can go away and play with that freedom that you've just described?
Yeah, I think for me, there's three key things, and these are absolutely essential for me as a Christian in the sports world. First thing is just relying on my Christian friends and my church family. So relying on that fellowship. I know that they're praying for me, they're supporting me, and they're also holding me accountable. The second thing is, yeah, just my own prayer life, you know, leaning on the Lord. You know, praying at all times, in difficult times, in great times. And the third thing is, I like to do is just in really high pressure moments, open up my Bible in the changing room before I go out, and so I can just fix my eyes on the Lord at those times. And just yeah, it's just a great tool to really help you do that, and then go out and play as a form of worship.
Great, Lena, fantastic. We're just going to finish this little chat with everywhere we've done it. 3, 2, 1.
Boom! So don't worry. Jesus says your life is about so much more than anything this world has to offer. And he says, secondly, rather than worrying, will your life be all about trusting the God who cares for you and provides for you? In verses 25 to 30 in our passage, Jesus gives this picture of the way God cares for his creation. He feeds the birds. He clothes the flowers. See, God cares enough for them that he would provide for their needs. And so Jesus turns to his followers in verse 26 and he says, do you, as someone created in God's image, as someone who is the most special part of God's whole creation, do you not realize how valuable your life is to God? You don't need to worry because you have a Father in heaven who values your life eternally. And the good news about Jesus shows us this, because even though we have all rejected God, all turned away from him and chosen to trust ourselves and the things of this world to give us our peace and our purpose and our hope in life, even though we all deserve to be cut off from God forever, God still loves us. He still cares for us. Our life is of eternal value to him. And because of that, he gives us the way to be brought back into relationship with him once more. He offers us the hope of eternity with him again. And he does it all by providing us with the one thing that we need most in life, a savior, Jesus Christ. The one who went to the cross and took the punishment that we deserve for our rejection of God. The one who bore our sins so that we can be offered forgiveness. The one who experienced death so that we can have everlasting life. And so Jesus says, you don't need to worry, because if God loves you enough to provide for your eternal future, if he loves you enough that he would provide his own son Jesus to be your savior, then surely you can trust him to provide for everything else that you might need in life as well. That's what Jesus says in verse 33. Because he says, if you're willing to trust God completely with your life, through the ups and downs of sport, through all the challenges that you might face in life, then God will care for you. He will provide for you. Look at the end of verse 33. Seek first God and his kingdom above everything else in life, and all the other things that you need will be given as well. That's the promise of the one who possesses all things in the universe. See, God isn't like Tesco's or Sainsbury's or even Amazon, the places that we go to supply all of our needs in life, but then the places that run out of things during a global pandemic, toilet paper, antibacterial wipes, nowhere to be found. It's not like that with God. God, his resources are inexhaustible. He will always provide for us. Which means that we don't have to worry about God running out of strength when we are weak. We don't have to worry about him running out of peace when we're feeling anxious, or running out of hope when we are hurting, or even running out of life when we are dying. If you trust in God, your life is eternally secure in Jesus Christ. So when troubles come, which verse 34 says that they will, it's inevitable, you can be assured that your Father in heaven cares for you and that he will provide for every need that you might have. And so that's it. We've just been in the changing rooms these last three nights, hearing the ultimate team talk from the ultimate coach, Jesus Christ. I wonder, how will you respond to his challenge? Will Jesus' voice be the one that you listen to above everyone else and everything else in life? Will knowing Jesus be your greatest treasure and joy in life? And will Jesus be Lord and Savior over every part of your life? King of everything, your relationships, your sport, all of it.